Blog Talk Radio.
Savior and our judge of who the deem. Yahweh is righteous. He is our King, our Savior.
the jail and in the heart. We are the mighty Yehuda Deen. Lions of Yah, praise Yah with me, the righteous,
Yah,
the holy,
Yah,
the creator,
Yah,
the only,
Yah,
the righteous,
Yah,
the holy,
Yah,
the creator,
Yah,
the only.
Yah.
He is our King, our Savior, and our Judge, Yehuda Deen. Yahweh is righteous.
It's gonna be a new day.
From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind, but out here the jakes are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Justice beat Israel pride. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. They get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your scars. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold. Your frostbite and that attitude from your murderous flight. From your rapist every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your overseers call this life. Like the hood's right. Zion, yes.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for God ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you once again to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. This week will be a great week for us, because we will be dealing with Yahweh's divine judgment. And why is this so great and why is this so important? Because at the end of this week, even on the Sabbath day, we will begin to sacrifice to Yahweh by fasting 40 days and then 40 nights. That will begin this Sabbath, November the 9th. And so, because this is the week of our fast, it's very important for us to come before you this week to try to inspire all those who might be on a fence, to inspire all those that might not really understand, and to inspire those that really haven't really heard the whole truth and nothing but the truth concerning the sacrifices of the saints of the Most High. And it is a divine judgment. And what is this divine judgment? This divine judgment of 40. Little do people know, even though we will be fasting 40 days and 40 nights, this it's not about the past at all. The very first time you would even hear about 40 days and 40 nights was not a fast. It was during the time of Noah. And Yahweh will rain upon earth his flood water. 40 days and 40 nights. It wasn't a fast at all. And what we will do this week, we will show 7 different circumstances of 40 days and 40 nights, how each one has its own meaning and has its own purpose. This is why it's so vitally important to understand each particular reading of the 40 days and 40 nights. But the very first time you will read this is during the time of Noah. And you want to understand what did it mean during the time of Noah. Because since this was the first time, meaning, because it's the first. It is the chief. It is the head. It is the beginning of how Yahweh will use this 40 days and 40 nights as divine judgment. I may add, because it is the first, you will find its purpose, its meaning, in every other judgment. Because this is the first. But what actually does it mean? The first thing I want to show you, why it's so important for us to have unity in this thing. I don't care what we're doing as Israelites. Well, it does matter what we are doing, because you don't want to have unity in wickedness, in darkness, in evil, in rebellion. Your unity that you want to have must be in righteousness. That's where it must be rooted in. But you want unity. Even though many will do it in wickedness, oftentimes they have great success. All because they're unified. The word unity in the scriptures means one. It comes from the Hebrew word akad, which means to be one, which means to be all together. One unit. And we want to operate as one. Oftentimes we will see something good, hear about something good. The direction can be good. And everything good about this thing, and we still will not unify together in that thing. Why is that? Why will we rebel against something such so good? And why will we rebel against unity, oneness? Let me show you what the Almighty said. What the scriptures say about unity. And you'll find this in the book of Psalms. Psalm 50. And this is what it says. And we're going to start reading at the first verse so you can understand exactly what this is saying. Watch what it says. Psalm 50 and 1. The mighty Elohim, even Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. Which lets you know, even when Yahweh coming to bless, Even when Yahweh is coming in mercy and goodness and truth, even when Yahweh coming to speak, it's fire all around him. It's tempestuous. In other words, it's raging. So you can imagine what will happen when he comes in his anger. Watch this. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. And when Yahweh called to the heavens, and when Yahweh called to the earth to judge his people, this is what Yahweh is called to the earth to let the people know. Watch the fifth verse. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Yahweh is looking for a sacrifice. Not an individual sacrifice, but a sacrifice in unity. That's why he said, gather my saints together unto me. The heavens shall declare his righteousness. It says the heavens shall declare, meaning the heavens shall speak of his righteousness, which brings us right back to the outer point. The outer point of what this lesson is all about. Yah's divine judgment. And it has everything to do with 40 days and 40 nights. And we're going to see what was this about. What was this purpose and meaning during the time of Noah? Since this was the very first time. And let us go to it. So we can begin to analyze this, because we, again, want to inspire you. And you will be inspired if you understand. I can understand you not being inspired and understanding. Because it takes understanding to be inspired. In the book of Genesis, the seventh chapter, it is important that we start there. Because what you're going to see there is something that Yahweh said for the very first time. And this is what he said. And I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And we know this. We read this. We understand this. But why? We know that 40 is Yahweh's divine judgment. We understand that. But we're talking about fasting. So what is it that Yahweh will reign for 40 days and 40 nights. Other than the fact that it rained instead of fasting. Watch what it says. And every living to see that there was a time of judgment. Watch what it says in the 12th verse.